Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning and welcome to Wonderful Wednesday. This is your host, Pat Council. And as always, we have such great information for you. And the object of the game is to help you to have better health, more wealth, and to learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. In order for you to do all three of these, it is important that you become more self-aware. I think when we become more self-aware, what happens is we actually start to realize some things about ourselves. For example, yesterday we talked about being fearful and determining if you are fearful, and if so, on what level, how intense is it, or if you're not fearful at all, and what to do about all of that. So that's really important. But here's the thing, as you become more self-aware, you will also kind of automatically tap into your confidence and into your courage, which you're going to need all three of those to have that better health, more wealth, and to cultivate fruitful relationships. In order to have a fruitful relationship, you have to have a very good understanding of yourself, because sometimes we make decisions and we kind of connect with other people without knowing who we really are, only to discover that, oops, I made the wrong connection, if there is such a thing. And when I say wrong connection, I mean a connection where it didn't exactly bring the kind of energy into your life that you needed. However, every single relationship that we encounter in life, it is designed to teach us something, even to the point of teaching us that this isn't what we want for our lives, and you do have the choice to decide what it is you want for your life. Now, as always, I am so not talking about marriage. I stay away from that subject purposely because I am not interested in giving an opinion as to who should stay married and who shouldn't. I don't even know a lot of you personally that are listening to the show, so I don't go down that road. So do not blame me for the decisions that you make. But our show is to give you some concepts and ideas that will help you become more self-aware so that when you do make decisions, you're making them from a position of kind of that inner strength, inner wisdom, your true spirituality, and you're not making this from a position of external stimulation. In other words, external information from friends who give input about your life and what they think is going on with you. And little do they know, they have no idea about your life. And so it is important that you become more self-aware so that you can make your own decisions. All right, today we're going to talk about how you can use your feelings to become more self-aware, or to become self-aware, because that's really important. And your feelings, you either have good feelings or what we call bad feelings. And the object of the game is to learn not to treat them as such. And we call them good feelings because they make us feel good. Happiness is, we consider that to be a good feeling. Joy, which is a fruit of the spirit, but we also consider it to be a good feeling. And so guilt or sadness, we consider those to be kind of sad feelings. But it is important that we learn not to treat our feelings as such. In other words, good versus bad. Because when we start to put those kind of labels on our feelings, oh, this is a bad feeling, then we have a tendency to stay away from what's bad. We stop paying attention to what's bad. We stop paying attention to what kind of the signs or the signals that there's something going on that you need to pay attention to. Of course, the reality of it is that it is human nature to want to create two simple and easy piles of emotions, the good ones and the bad ones. That's kind of how we, in our society, we either label things as good or bad. For instance, most people would automatically classify guilt, as I said a few moments ago, as a bad feeling. And you don't want to feel it. See, that's kind of the danger in labeling it. It's because you don't want to feel bad. You don't want to have those bad feelings. And so you don't want to feel it. And you might even beat yourself up about it. And you do whatever you can to get rid of it. And that's the thing. But likewise, we tend to let good emotions like excitement, we let that kind of run wild, and happiness, as I used earlier also, we let those good emotions run wild. And so we pump ourselves up and we kind of feed off the energy, or we kind of feed off of what we call the good energy. And we feed off of the energies that we say, okay, this is how I'm supposed to feel. And that's kind of the thing in our society today, is that we're taught to amplify your positive emotions, but to downplay what's considered to be negative emotions. In other words, amplify the good, downplay the bad. But, you know, that is not exactly the best advice, because, you know, it's those not so good feelings that we tend to label, and we treat them as feelings, and we call them, or as bad feelings, and we call them bad feelings. It's those feelings that are trying to tell us something that's going to take us to another level, or help us to become more self-aware. See, the downfall of attaching such labels to your emotions is that judging your emotions keep you from really understanding what it is you're feeling. And it's important that we learn to understand our feelings, and that we get in touch with our feelings. And that kind of sounds a little mushy, doesn't it? But the reality of it is that if you're going to become more self-aware, and if you're going to tap into your wisdom, then yeah, you need to understand what you're feeling. When you allow yourself to sit with an emotion and become fully aware of it, then you can understand what's causing it. And see, that's the key right there. You need to understand, why are you feeling what you're feeling? And so it is important to suspend judgment of whether it's a good feeling or a bad feeling just long enough to understand it. And so suspending judgment of emotions, it allows them to actually run their course and they vanish. For example, if I think I shared with you guys that I went to my aunt's funeral last week, and the thing about that is, of course, that was a sad occasion because she was one of my favorite aunts. And so the thing about that is that when you if someone had said, oh, don't feel sad, and they try and justify, you know, the sad feeling, instead of allowing that feeling to run its course, all that does is it kind of heaps more sadness on top of it. Or I push it down further, and then one day out of the blue, all of a sudden I'm super sad. I'm sadder than normal, and I have no idea why. And then what happens is we sometimes, she's depressed. Oh, here, take some pills for that. And sometimes all it takes, and I'm certainly not a doctor, but I'm only talking about my situation here personally. So I don't take pills for depression. I never have, because I don't have a problem allowing my feelings to run its course. If I'm upset, yeah, I'm going to be upset. And if I'm feeling sad, I'm going to be sad. If I want to cry, I'm going to cry. I don't care what the rest of the world thinks. This is about me and me maintaining a connection with myself, if you will. And the same can work for anyone else. So you want to suspend judgment of emotions and allow them to run their course. So then they're going to vanish, and then you're going to be able to go to the next level. For example, when couples have an argument, and you know, there's the man and or the husband and the wife, they're arguing, and the man and the woman, they're having an argument, and the man says, you know what, I don't want to hear anymore, be quiet, or shut up, or stop talking, or he walks out, and it those feelings were not allowed to run its course. Now, that doesn't mean that both parties get to rant and rave and argue with each other and act like they hate each other's guts. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that whatever feelings that they're having, a judgment was placed on those feelings when either the man or the woman says, you know, I don't want to hear it anymore. You know, shut up, stop talking, or they put a lid on that argument and they walk out instead of allowing the emotions to run its course. In other words, if that woman is upset because, let's say, the man's late for dinner and he didn't call, then if he allows the emotions to run its course, what he's going to find out is that she's not really upset with him because he's late for dinner. She's upset because he didn't call and she was worried about him. And she was worried that something may have happened. And so, because he perhaps deviated from a normal routine. So, once we let those emotions run its course and we actually figure out what's really going on, now the what we call label as bad emotions, they actually vanish and we can get back to what we call good emotions, or we will learn something about ourselves in the process. So passing judgment on whether you should or shouldn't be feeling what you're feeling, all that does is that just kind of heaps more emotions on top of the pile. And it prevents the original feeling from running its course. That's why parents who, I never did understand this. Okay, you spank your kid, right? So they're crying because, okay, it hurts. All right. And then they cry and the parents tell them to shut up. Be quiet. I'll give you something to cry about. You know, stop crying. And they want the kid to be quiet. Okay. You just finished hitting them. Okay. Whatever, for whatever the reason is, I'm not a fan of that kind of punishment. However, that's not what today's show is about. I think it takes kids' self-esteem away from them. But the point is that if they're allowed to let that emotion run its course instead of the parent trying to make them put a lid on it, then the parent's going to find out a couple of things. First of all, the kid's not just crying because you're spanking them. The kid is now crying because, yeah, it hurts, but also because their feelings are hurt. Because on some level, they don't understand why this huge adult or this person who's dominating them is dominating them in that manner. I can remember getting some spankings. I didn't get a lot of spankings, thank goodness. And I consider that to be a blessing because I think it would have ripped my self-esteem to shreds given how I grew up without my parents. So I didn't get a lot of spankings, but I did get spankings. And I can remember getting a spanking a long time ago, and I'm not going to go into the whole details about it, but I got a spanking from one of my aunts, and this is right after I had won the beauty pageant, or I was the queen of my elementary school and that kind of thing. So I won that talent contest. So I was feeling good and I got spanking, but I got the spanking because after the parade, I kind of she thought I was lost. She thought somebody had kidnapped me. So she spanked me out of fear. And but she said it was because I was disobedient and she told me where to meet her and somehow we got our wires crossed. Now, my point is that I thought she was wrong for spanking me because I had no clue. Why would I just deliberately disobey you? I'm a kid, so I'm not going to deliberately disobey you. But her fear led to me getting a spanking, but it also led to my feelings being hurt and me feeling like I've been unjustly punished. And what did that do? Because I wasn't allowed to express myself, then it turned to anger over time. So, and like I said, didn't get a lot of spanking. I had enough anger issues before that, but that just added to it. In other words, when your feelings aren't allowed to run its course and you don't get in touch with those feelings and figure out what's going on, now we're back to adulthood. As an adult, when you don't take the time to figure out your own feelings and figure out what's going on, then it's just going to kind of compound the issue. And so, in other words, if you are sad about something, you need to be sad and not let someone talk you out of it. And I've seen people try to do that. And they say, oh, well, you know, this, don't be sad because, for example, if someone passed, they're with God and God knows best. I mean, you're going to be sad because you're going to miss that person. And if someone takes that experience from you, down the road, what happens is that sadness, it lasts even longer. You're walking around, you're kind of out of sorts because your emotions are not intact. Now, what does that have to do with you being self-aware? What it has to do with is that if you can truly get in touch with your emotions, be honest about what you're feeling in different instances. For example, the wife who's upset with the husband because he came home late and he didn't call. And if the wife can really express herself and get through to what that is saying to her, what it's saying to her is, listen, you got some fears that you need to pay attention to here. Granted, you love him. Granted, he should have called. And granted, yeah, that's insensitive and, yeah, a bit rude on his part. However, why are you really afraid? What are you really afraid? Well, because I love him and I don't want anything to happen to him. But let's, you know, break it down even further. If something did happen to him, I mean, really, what would you do? Are you afraid because if something happens to him, you don't know what you're going to do without him? Are you afraid because if something happens to him, you love him so much, you don't know how you're going to live without him? Which the reality of it is that either way, it's telling you something. And I'm not going to say what it's telling you because then I'd be judging what you're feeling. But my point is that it's up to you as an individual to understand your emotions. If you wake up every single morning and you go, oh my goodness, I don't want to get out of bed. That's a feeling. That's a kind of energy that you're putting out that says there's something going on in your life that where you're either not fulfilled or whether you're afraid or whether you're angry or whether you're bored, whatever it is, you want to deal with those feelings. So you can actually use your feelings to become more self-aware. So here's the thing. Ask yourself some questions. You know, write down a series of emotions, and I've named a few on the show: bored, angry, happy, sad, guilty. You know, so write them down, as many of those emotions as you can think of that relate to you. Okay, because there are tons of different emotions. There's several different, you can get melancholy. So we can go down a long list of emotions. But what I want you to do is make it very personal to you. What are the emotions that continue to pop up on a weekly basis or even a daily basis in your life? And I want you to write those emotions down. In other words, if you wake up every day and you say, oh, do I really have to get out of bed? If you're frustrated with something, write down frustration. So, because now you're about to learn something about yourself. And see, it doesn't mean that it's something bad. That's why it's important that we stop treating what we call our bad emotions as actually bad emotions. They are emotions that are telling us something. They are emotions that are pushing us toward everything. It's designed for your good if you know how to use it in this life. Okay, so when I say everything, I'm talking about everything that goes on inside you, your emotions. So for example, if you're frustrated when you wake up in the morning, then that means that you either don't like your job, you don't like the business you're in, you don't like what you're doing, and there's something in you that's leading you towards something more, something higher, something better. And you want to pay attention to that. So you want to use those feelings to become more self-aware. If you're a person who's afraid at the end of the month or the beginning of the month, perhaps you're afraid because there are bills that are coming due and you have no clue as to how you're going to get those bills paid. You don't even know where the money's going to come from. So with that being said, you really want to pay attention to your emotions because they're going to teach you some things about you. Here's a question. When was the last time you were angry with someone or angry about something? You know, take the time to identify why you were really angry. It may not be the reason that you think. Did somebody infringe on your value system? If so, what was the value system that you felt that they violated? See, now you're going to learn something about your value system. And you're going to be able to start to say, okay, this is what I like versus this is what I don't like. And you say, well, what am I going to do with that once I know what it is I don't like? Well, once you know what it is you don't like, there's always an opposite. Now you know what you do like. So once you know what you do like, now you can decide what friendships to cultivate based on that value system that works for your life. You can also decide, it can actually start to connect you to your calling in your life. Do you know, some people don't know what their purpose is. That's why the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, is still selling and people are still reading it, because they're looking for their purpose and they're having a hard time pinning it down. Do you know why people are having a hard time pinning down their purpose? Because we have been taught not to feel certain things, not to behave in a certain way. We have been stifled on so many levels, and now it's happening even more in this country while people make infringe on the First Amendment rights, your First Amendment rights to say what you think and feel, as long as you're not trying to be offensive. But to actually say what you think and feel, everything offends everybody. So when that happens, now all the feelings are being pushed down. And you know what happens? It's kind of like a volcano. One day it's all going to erupt and things are going to get really sticky and really crazy. But the key here is for you as an individual to pay attention to what's going on with you. I'll give you an example. I have a friend. And she is a friend, and this friend, a long time ago, and this has been several years ago, I can remember, I met another lady, and I actually invited the lady to go to an event with me, and it was just a kind of a girls' night out thing. She was new in town, she didn't know anybody, but it was a cosmetic party, and they were, there was no selling going on, it was just sampling products. And so that particular night, nothing was going to be sold. Well, I invited this lady to that. So I said, it will give you an opportunity to meet some really nice ladies. So I wasn't even thinking about it from a sales standpoint. I was thinking about just being nice to this new person I had just met. Also, the person didn't know where to get her hair done. So what did I do? I referred her to my friend. And when she went to get her hair done and she told my friend that I invited her to this event, what she told her is, well, she's just inviting you there because she wants to sell you something. And that was the farthest thing from my mind. And that made me really angry. And so I felt betrayed by that. But here's the thing. I didn't process or address those feelings at that time. I didn't become, in other words, self-aware. I didn't say, take a moment to go through it and say, you know what? Yeah, I think I feel betrayed by that. So I just kind of squelched it down, and I really didn't wholeheartedly address this with her and say, you know what? I feel like you betrayed me, especially since I referred her to you and it actually improved your business, and I wasn't trying to make any money at all. I was just trying to be a good let's say hospitable to this new lady I had met. And so I felt like the friend had betrayed me. Now, because I didn't process or address those feelings, the next thing that my friend did wrong, or I considered it to be wrong, and it was a very small thing, it was a very minute thing, but because I didn't process those feelings, I blew up at her. But that was a result of what? Smashing those feelings down and heaping other feelings on top of it. So it's kind of like a volcano. And so when it erupted, oh boy, did it erupt. And I was super angry with her. But I was angry with her for something that had happened months ago. And so my point is, what did I learn about myself that day? Here's what I learned about my value system. I learned that I have an issue, yeah, with people betraying me, especially when my intentions are good. And then I have to think through, if I really want to cultivate a fruitful relationship with that person beyond where the relationship actually was at that point in time, or if I wanted to take that relationship and kind of downgrade it a bit and say, okay, we're friends, we're just not tight. You know, we're not close like that. So the thing about it is that I became more self-aware, but only after I blew up. Now, had I allowed those feelings to process and I had taken the time to really identify with the feelings, because it's not a bad feeling to feel betrayed. What only makes it bad is that it's not identified, and then it erupts and it becomes something worse over time. And so the key is that you really want to pay attention to your feelings so that you can become more self-aware. So when you become more self-aware, you get to decide, you have a clear picture for your life, and you get to decide more about what works for you, not in the sense that you're being selfish, but you get to decide what works for you in the sense that you've positioned yourself to be your most powerful self and to come from a position of power so that you can serve out your purpose for being here. And so it's really interesting because the thing about this is that when you have these feelings that we've labeled as so-called bad feelings, as I said, it really does cloud your emotions and or it clouds your mind, it clouds your judgment. And as a result, it's very difficult for you to really put all of your energy or the right kind of energy toward you being your highest and best self. And so it is important that you learn to use your feelings to become self-aware. So as I suggested, you know, write down what you've been feeling. That's the beautiful part about journaling. I mean, journaling is like priceless. And so you want to write down what you've been feeling and write down what's going on. And if somebody has made you upset or if there's an issue that you haven't dealt with, you want to write that down. And then you want to ask yourself some questions. You know, why didn't I address this? Why didn't I do something about it? Now, why didn't I address that then? Because I valued the friendship. And I thought that that was going to make the friendship that would actually sever that friendship if I had addressed it then. The truth of the matter is it probably would have made the friendship stronger because I would have been more authentic. I would have been calmer and it would have been handled in a respectable manner and we would have gotten past that. But I did the whole blow up thing, which only made it worse. And it makes it such that you have to come back from you have a lot farther to go in order to repair things when you get in that that mode. So you really want to get a better understanding of your feelings and learn how to use your feelings to ask yourself the right questions. What's really going on here? Okay, like I said, sadness, frustration, whatever is going on, know that it's always pushing you to be your best. Now, how do I address that? You know what that was pushing me to be? That was pushing me to be more confident and to be more authentic. And as a result of that, that allows me to connect in a more passionate way to my calling in life. See, so every single emotion that you have, it's teaching you something. And so the object of the game is for you to try and figure out what is it teaching you. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. We're going to continue on tomorrow to talk more about being self-aware and really more self-awareness strategies so that you can learn how to really see you. People always tell you can't see yourself the way other people see you. The only reason you can't see yourself is because you aren't looking. And when you look through the eyes of your ego. But make no mistake about it, when you start listening to your emotions and you listen to your spirit and you listen to, you know, that still small voice that's in you and that inner wisdom comes to the forefront, you really can see yourself in a way, and you can see what works for you, you can see what doesn't work, you can see what you want to keep as a part of your personality, you can see what you want to let go of when it comes to your personality, but you can't see what other people see. It's just a matter of you reflecting and really taking the time to look at yourself, and whether you like what you see or not, hey, that's not good or bad, or it's not bad, I should say. If you don't like what you see, then the truth of the matter is it's good that you can see it because as human beings, we're resilient. We're built by design to win. And so as a result, you can make the necessary changes. Hey, you guys, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday. We're going to be back with more on tomorrow. We're going to learn more about becoming self-aware so that when we jump into this whole concept of passive income and some of the avenues of passive income, you guys are really more self-aware. You're more connected with who you are. And as a result, your confidence and your courage will be at an all-time high and you're going to go for the highest and best in your life. Have a great day and you know what to do. Do life with power.